There's a few couple people that are new to me, it seems, but most of you know who I am and what I do. Sorry about that. But I thought this time I would give you more of a glimpse of what my day-to-day life looks like, because it's kind of hard to describe succinctly what I do. But anyway, I just thought I would give you a good idea, like more day-to-day things. So as you know, I live in Prague, Czech Republic, but I don't stay there all the time. I feel like, there we go, that's better. I'm so short, so it's like I never know where it should be. But I read this quote yesterday from Mother Teresa, and I thought it was pretty appropriate. She says, "The work we do is only our love for Jesus in action, and that action is our wholehearted and free service." And, I mean, that doesn't just apply to me. That applies to all of us. We all have work we do that is an action, and it's a free will offering to God. So I'm going to just see if this works. No? Okay, so I put a lot of pictures up here, and I have a lot of stories to tell you, so if I start going long, someone tell me to wrap it up, because I want to give you time to ask questions if you need to. But I also thought I'd give you a nice winter scene to cool you off before we start. So Prague is, the latitude of Prague is the same as Winnipeg in Canada. So it's, you know, it gets pretty cold in the winter. This winter we got a lot more snow than we usually do. But this is one Sunday. We walked home from church, so took pictures because it was really pretty. And yep, that's my winter gear. I had to buy it there because you can't buy this kind of stuff in Texas. So anyway, I want to introduce you a little bit. I serve with Teach Beyond. And if anyone has any questions about what that is, it's an Christian organization that was started about 60 years ago, and they really focus on education and transformational education, meaning that we want to have transformed people transforming people so they can transform the world around them. That's a lot of transformation going on, but that's what Christ does for us, and we hope that through education we're able to transform lives, and not just through education, but, you know, have introduced them to Jesus Christ and his love. So that's the main purpose of what we do. And this is my beautiful city, Prague, at sunset. It's called the City of 100 Spires. And I don't know if you've ever heard that name for Prague before, but there are churches everywhere. And so there's these beautiful spires all over the city, but they're empty. And that's the one reason why we're where we are, why we want to serve there, because all these beautiful churches and monuments have been built in honor of Christ and of honor of Christians and their sacrifice, but they don't believe any of it. And that's a direct result of communism. So, and I know I've talked about that before in the past, but this is the team in Central Europe that I minister to. This is all the teachers in Central Europe. I have a couple other teachers in a few other countries that I won't mention today because this is being streamed, and they're in creative access areas. So we'll just say that. And if you want to ask me about that later, we can talk about it, okay? So this group is the group that I spent a lot of time with this year. And they serve in a town called Pardubice. That's Danielle in the orange shirt. She ended up having a really rough year and ended up leaving in February. So that was a big part of what I did, was spent a lot of time with her, encouraging her and finally helping her make the decision if she should stay or go. It was a really difficult situation, but it was some just personal issues she was having, and just adjusting the culture was really difficult for her. The two people standing up beside me are Brittany and Jaden Huddleston, and they served in high school in Prague for the past 2 years. They just returned to the States to continue on their work in other capacities, but they became really good friends with both of them, so I'm going to miss them a lot. But they had a really dynamic ministry that through their high school, they have a drama club and some other things that they spend a lot of time with their kids outside of class and really built relationships, and not just with their kids, but with colleagues as well. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. And on the couch, the two girls next to Danielle and the one sitting on the arm, they all live in Hebb, which is the town I used to teach in. And they are part of a really great ministry called eClub, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. It's been really cool to see the growth in that city compared to when I lived there, you know, a little over 10 years ago. So it's been awesome to see what God has done in a lot of time, in that amount of time, because when I went to Hebb, we were the first ones there. So just to see this like amazing ministry in a place that was very dark is really awesome. And then Maddie is kind of sitting in between. She's got the kind of pinkish, reddish pants on. She's in Budapest, Hungary, and she's been there for 3 years now, and she works at a high school, and she has a lot of ministry outside of class at school and also through a community service organization called Serve the City, and they do a lot like picking up trash, and they minister to some prostitutes that work in the area where they pick up trash, and they do they help paint the homeless shelter. They do a lot with orphans in a homeless shelter throughout the year. So she's really involved in leadership in that part of the organization as well. So this was after that picture was taken at a Thanksgiving retreat, the previous one. And this is when we were leaving the retreat, and we kind of did a band pose for y'all. So, they were going one way on a train, and Maddie and I were going to Budapest. So we were across the tracks from each other, so I thought it made a good shot. But just kind of a day-to-day kind of life there. So this is a big part of what we do is teaching. And I know I'm not showing what I do, but what I do is I minister to these teachers on a day-to-day basis so they can do the ministry. So they can teach, and then also what they do afterwards. So a big part of my job is also professional development. I go and watch them teach at least once a year, sometimes more depending, and I give them notes. I give them resources to help improve in their job. And so what I started doing this year is taking pictures of them while they teach, because they don't get to have someone take pictures of them in action, so they can use it for their newsletters and things like that, and then I get to show you too. So this is Annie in Hebb, and she's teaching at a kindergarten, which kindergarten there means preschool. So these are 3 and 4 year olds, but she teaches at a private language school. So she teaches from 3 years old up to 83 years old. So she has a wide range of ages and a varied schedule. All three of the girls who teach in Hebb, it's just they have one morning they'll teach businessmen at 6 a.m. and then go to kindergarten afternoon and then teach adults in the evening at this language school. So it's very, kind of keeps you on your toes kind of a job. So that's Annie. And I just wanted to tell you a couple things that Annie has told me over this past year about like what ministry is like for her. I told you that this group in Hebb has a really dynamic ministry through English clubs. And it's on Friday nights, and they don't teach at high schools, but a lot of these kids just come from the local high schools, and they can have, they average about 30 kids a night every Friday night, which is amazing in this little town. They work with a Baptist youth group that the youth group actually runs the e-club, but our girls volunteer and help, and they usually see one or two baptisms or more, depending, but an average of 1 or 2 baptisms every year from this e-group. So that's kids that are completely, had not been introduced to the gospel at all, and then at one point or another, and it takes a long time for checks to come to this decision. I just want to explain to you how difficult it is. Annie shared that at the beginning of, in September, one of the girls that they have become really good friends with, and is part of their discipleship Bible study, got baptized, became a Christian. And then by the time her graduation ball, they can do a little different thing for graduation, rolled around, her grandparents refused to come because they were so disappointed in her for becoming a Christian. And she also overheard her father arguing with her mother, saying he didn't want to go either because he's so disappointed in her. Because she is believing in this fairy tale these things that aren't true, these myths. So it's a very difficult decision for these kids that kind of it comes with a lot of persecution in ways that you and I are not used to. So, and even it's not persecution in ways like that Christians in the Middle East have, but when no one in your family or your friends will talk to you because of, you know, your beliefs, it makes it really difficult. This is Sarah. Sarah is in Hep 2, and this is actually taken at the language school, and it's an after-school class for some, I guess these kids are about 11 or 12 years old. And Sarah has also had told me some things about this year, too. And I'm just going to read a quote from Sarah. I think it kind of sums up what they do in a really good way. She says that E-Club feels like a magnet for hurting and lonely teenagers, and it is so wonderful to be able to show them love and acceptance and see them come alive. So I think that was a really succinct way to kind of say what they do. And I just wanted to tell you also that two of their E-Club members were baptized in June. So praise God for that. And you can keep lifting up these teenagers. I don't know all their names, but God knows. He knows who they are. So if you can lift them up, because it takes strength for them to make that kind of decision where they live. And this is Brittany again. This is one of her high school classes. The school that they teach at is one of the best in the Czech Republic. And most of these kids are going to university for math or science or computers. So they're really smart. Their English level is really high. And I love going to her and Jaden's classes because they get to have really cool discussions with these kids. And Brittany actually has also befriended one of her colleagues. Now, through ESI, my old organization, and through Teach Beyond, there have been Christian teachers in the school for over 20 years. So that makes an impact, and even in small ways. But Elena, her colleague, has met a lot of these Christian teachers and has become very interested and curious about Christianity and church. So Brittany invited her to an Advent service this year, and they were able to have some really good discussions, and Elena wanted to talk about it so much more that she even invited Brittany into her home for dinner one night, which Czechs don't just invite people over to their house. Like, you have to really know someone before they invite you over. So it was a big deal, and I'm not sure where Elena is at, but you can pray for Elena and that God would reveal himself to her in much larger ways. So here's a little bit more of my day-to-day life. This is my desk. It doesn't always look this clean. This was just for a particular shot. I was doing, a friend of mine, Brittany, actually had challenged me to do a 30-day Instagram challenge. So I took a shot of my desk one day. I was like, this is what I do every day. So that's where I Skype, and I'm on meetings all the time. So most of my work is right there at this desk. And it's in my bedroom, which is a really big bedroom. But it's a nice big desk, so it's a lot of room for me to make piles because I'm kind of a messy person like that. So, but Einstein did it too, so I guess I'm in good company. But anyway, this year something new for me is I moved in September to a new apartment, or a flat, as we call them in Europe. So I lived in this tiny basement kind of flat for 5 years. The good thing about it is that it was always 70 degrees. The bad thing about it was that I never had sunlight and my clothes never fully dried because I was in the basement and we don't have clothes dryers. So anyway, I ended up having to move. My landlord decided to give this flat to his daughter, and she wanted to live in her flat, and I guess she should live in her flat, so I had to move. And I realized very quickly that apartment prices had changed a lot since I had moved there 5 years ago, and it was not affordable for me to really live on my own anymore within the same amount of money that I was paying. And God is very good and gracious, and the assistant pastor and his wife at my church were moving out of that flat, out of their flat, to move into a house in another area of Prague. And this flat is amazing. I didn't post any pictures of it, but it is smack dab in the center of town. next door to my favorite coffee shop, who is owned by people in my church. I have Bible study coffee shop. Like, it's, I just go downstairs. People like end up being in that part of town and saying, "Hey, I'm by your house. Let's go get coffee." I just run downstairs and go get coffee. And instead of appointments taking me all day, I'm just downstairs. I can run back up and finish working. It's not like it doesn't take a lot of time anymore for me to meet people in the center. I was only about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes away before, but traveling back and forth, it takes a big chunk of your day sometimes. So anyway, it's a big, beautiful flat. I live in the new building, and it was built in 1908. So in the new part, the old part was built in 1770, and the foundations are from the 1300s. I mean, it's really old. But like my apartment has all the kitchen and, well, all the flooring except for the bathrooms are, it's all original tile, original windows, like the fixtures are all original. I really love living there. So it's kind of what they call First Republic area, but that means like the early 1900s. So this is Erin, and she, I met her through a mutual friend. She's from Texas. And we get along great, and she is my roommate now, and she goes to my church, and she has been a very big blessing. And part of what we both decided we wanted for our flat to be was a place of refuge and rest for others. So we invite people into our home a lot, and kind of Proverbs 18:10 is kind of our verse, like the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And that's kind of what we want our place to be, is this place of refuge for people. So like my teachers will come stay that live out of town, and other people, actually there are people staying there next week while I'm not there and she's not there, you know. So that's what we really hope to do, is be able to invite people in and just be good and gracious hosts to them. So that's Erin. So that was taken on the same day as the first picture you saw. And so, speaking of church, I guess I've never really shared with you much about my church in Prague. So this is Prague Christian Fellowship, and it is part of a larger Czech denomination. I won't say it for you because you wouldn't understand it, but it means Christian Fellowship is the name of the denomination. And we actually meet in a music venue. We have to set up and tear down, kind of like what we used to do at Marymore and other places before we got this building. So very used to that. We also have communion every Sunday, which is very important to me, and I'm so glad that it's something that I have in both of my church homes, that that weekly reminder of what Christ has done for us. So yeah, that's where we meet. This is actually, we are, I guess, inducting our new associate pastor. That's Chris in the middle, and I'm up front as part of the group. I'm asking him in the church questions of how they will, you know, how we will, our commitment to each other, basically. So, yeah, we have about 150 people show up, but we are in the center, right next to Charles Bridge, so people hear music and they come in and see what it's all about sometimes. And we do have translation into Czech. There are a few people, Czechs there, that don't speak any English at all, and some that are just not very comfortable with their English skills. And there's a little homeless lady that she comes every Sunday, and now I see her around town all the time, and she's loves talking to me, but she didn't speak any English. And so she'll start talking, and I understand just enough to know what she's talking about, but I'm not quite sure if I'm nodding yes at the right times. But one Sunday I was waiting on the tram, and she was waiting at the same tram to go to church, and there we had visitors from, actually it was this Sunday of this picture, because we had visitors from Chris's church, and they were helping to do part of this induction ceremony. And I introduced Amelka. I didn't know her name at that point because no one had ever been able to tell me her name. And I told her, "Oh, these are my friends from America." I said this in Czech, and she was like, "Oh, so they don't speak Czech." And I said, "No, they don't speak Czech." And then she said her name was Amelka, which is like Amelia. And she said, "But you, your Czech is perfect." I'm like, No. It's just because I nod and say yes a lot to her. But, I mean, she'll see me on the tram, and she's really cute because she'll tell me who the pickpockets are because she knows who they are. She hangs out on the streets all day, and she's even given me a map with it circled, like, don't go here. She pointed specifically to different people that day, like, don't talk to him, he's a pickpocket. And I'm like, okay. But it's a great community, and I'm very involved in my home group. We usually meet at the coffee shop next door on Wednesday mornings, but this was our Thanksgiving meal, but Chris had already put up his Christmas tree. So this is some of the group, but both pastors go to this home group, and then some other people too. It's a lot of people who have time during the day who don't have time in the evenings, which I have a lot of meetings in the evenings, Skype calls and stuff, so it's easier for me to do it during the day. So that's just a little bit of my community. I also have a really good group of friends. I'll show you a picture in a little bit of them, that they're all missionaries with other organizations, and we go to different churches, so it's nice to kind of have a group that's separate from everything else in my life, but we have a lot of similar situations, and we're able to lift one another up and pray for each other and just support each other that way too. So another big part of what I do is train new teachers. And so the first couple of weeks I was in the States, I was in Chicago at Wheaton College, and there's very few pictures of me in action, so you get to see all the ones from training. So, but it's pretty. Our orientation's a pretty intensive week. This is me leading a session about teaching English as a second language for just some. Basically, I was giving them a lot of resources in this and some ideas for how to conduct their classes and structure like a conversation class. A lot of people are asked to just get their students speaking in English, and they're not given a book or curriculum. So this was me in 1 hour saying, here's some best practices, you know, it was kind of, but they know how to contact me if they need more information. And most of these were my teachers anyway, so I will have lots of contact with them. And here's some of the new teachers coming this year. There's Ann and Marissa and Christina, and there are three of my new teachers. I have a few more that aren't pictured here. The gentleman sitting there is going to a creative access country, and so we can talk about that later too. So, and here they are again. So those are my in-action shots. So I am blessed that I live in Europe. I do get to travel a bit. Most of it is for work. I had two trips this year that were not for work that I was very blessed to take. This was a last-minute surprise. I wasn't planning on going to Israel this year. It had always been a bucket list item, but it was always something I thought, gosh, that's expensive, and I don't know how I can do that. And then one of my really good friends, she's been here before. It's been a long time. Penny Hiller, who's kind of a mentor to me, called me on a Tuesday, the Tuesday before Easter, and said, I'm at JFK Airport about to get on a plane to go to Israel, and I just wanted you to know. And I was like, I wish I could go with you. And then I thought, why can't I go with you? So I quickly looked up plane tickets and found a round trip direct flight to Tel Aviv for $200. And I was like, when else am I going to find a round trip ticket to Israel for $200? And I had a place to stay for free. So I just did it. I hem and hawed about it all day long. And then Aaron, my flatmate, who lived in Jordan for 5 years and had been to Israel and, you know, Jerusalem many times, said, you have to go. That's crazy. If you're just worried about $200, just go. God will take care of you. And he did. So, it was amazing. So this is the Temple Mount, and the Western Wall, or what is commonly known as the Wailing Wall. And I did pray there. It was a very overpowering, overwhelming experience to be in Israel on Easter weekend. I can't even put into words how amazing it was. And I was just there 3 days. It was like whirlwind, really fast. Didn't even see all there is to see. So I'm hoping to go back now that I know I can fly there cheaply. But this is the one picture I really wanted to show you. This is the Garden of Gethsemane. And I was there on Good Friday. I landed on Good Friday at noon, and Penny had this taxi driver that she knows, this Arab man, Hussein, come pick me up, and he drove us straight to Bethlehem. And then after Bethlehem, we went to the Garden of Gethsemane and the Mount of Olives. And this Muslim man knows so much about what happened that weekend. He's telling me stuff from the Bible, and I'm like, whoa. And he also invited us to his home for tea a couple nights later, which was an honor, I will say. I mean, his family, they're very devout Muslims, but they were open and loving. And, you know, he said, we all live together in Jerusalem, Muslims, Christians, Jews, we all live together, and we have to work together. And he speaks Hebrew, he speaks Arabic, Hebrew, and English, and a couple other languages. Like, I was just amazed by this man. But when we got to the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, these olive trees are at least 2,500 years old. And that blew my mind, because this tree was there when Jesus was praying. It was already 500 years old, at least. And that just kind of, like, it was a very, very, very awe-inducing moment for me. And then across from that, you can see the Temple Mount just across from that, and the Golden Gate that's been sealed off. I mean, it's just all right there. It's just out in front of you. And we had to drive through the Kidron Valley to get there, and that's while we're driving through it, Hussein is like, yes, this is where Judas hung himself. And I'm just like, it was Good Friday. It was probably like, I'm thinking, this is about the day it would have happened. You know, it was just very, I just can't even begin to tell you as much as how meaningful it was for me. And just reading, this year I got a new planner that's follows the church calendar. And it has daily readings. So all the daily readings that day, you know, that weekend were all about the whole, because it follows the, you know, good. It had special readings just for Good Friday and for Holy Saturday and for Easter Sunday. And so to be able to read about it while I was there was just I was very blessed. So. And this next shot, there's a little town in Germany. These are two of my close friends that I was telling you about. This is Sunny and Kelly. And there's another one, Stacy, that I don't have a picture of today. But there is a little town just north of Prague, northeast, a little bit of Prague, over in Germany, called Hernhut. And I'm sure none of you have heard of this place, but you should know about it. In the 1700s, there was a group of Czech Christians called the Moravian Brotherhood. Maybe you've heard of the Moravians or not. I'm not sure. But they were kicked out of the Czech lands because they were Protestants and not Catholic. And there had been wars back and forth for hundreds of years about this. And they were kicked out, and they went to this count in Germany, and this Count Zinzendorf, I think is how you say his name, gave them the land of Hernhut, this small little village in Germany. And so they made a colony there and started a 24/7 prayer movement that lasted for over 100 years in that little spot. And they also were the first modern missionaries. They sent out in 1730-something someone to St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, and then 2 years later, someone to Iceland to minister to the Inuits, and then they've since then have sent people all over the world. So they are the real, they're the ones who really started the modern missions movement as we know it today. They were the first non-Catholic missionaries. They had this museum there that has lots of items from places all over the world where they have had missionaries since the 1700s. It was really amazing to me, just because even though Czechs are not religious and do not believe in God, they have this rich Christian heritage, and to see the results of that in this tiny little place. YWAM has a big base there. They do a lot of training for a lot of European teams there, so there's a lot going on. And we stayed at this place called Jesus House. It's run by a church there. They have a nice little hostel, I guess you would call it, guest house. And there were three or four prayer rooms there. So prayer is very important. They have some service every day you can be a part of. So if you ever come visit me in Prague, and you're all welcome, we could take a day trip or an overnight trip to Hernhut because it's just an hour drive away from Prague, and I think you'd be really blessed. I have tons of pictures I could show you there, but the three of us decided to go as kind of like a small retreat for us, and it was very worth it. So. Yeah. And here are some new team members. Some of these are going to the International Christian School, which I don't oversee them, but we're all part of the same team. And some are some of my teachers. So this was at their commencement ceremony. So we have at the end of orientation. And yeah, so with that, I'll just give you a couple prayer requests. And I think I have a couple more pictures, but I'll just give you a couple prayer requests, and then if you have any questions, we can wrap it up that way. But so for the new teachers, they're all raising support to come overseas. They don't have to raise so much support because they do get a stipend from their schools in my program that I oversee, but just pray that they are able to raise the money they need so they can actually leave and come to the Czech Republic by the end of August. And the residence visas are really difficult, and it's very complicated process. And last year I had two teachers come a month late because their visas didn't come. So if you could please pray for their visas and that everyone is able to come on time, I would really appreciate that. And just transition in and of itself, it is difficult to transition. And so just be praying that that they would transition well, and that that God would just guide them and direct them in that. And then for me personally, support is always a need for me. It has been a difficult year support-wise, but God is faithful, and He has taken care of me, and he will take care of me, but sometimes I need it to be more. So, and just guidance and wisdom in my job. I'm kind of branching out into a couple of new things this year. I don't have enough time to talk about it all, but it's very exciting that the trust that this organization has put in me. Basically, they're kind of like, we hired you as an expert. You kind of, I kind of have carte blanche, and there's some new things happening. I've hired an assistant, so she can start working on the day-to-day stuff more, so I can start doing more big picture, expanding to other countries, which is hard to do when I'm mired in the day-to-day business of these teachers. So just that will be a transition this year too. So just lift that up as well. Her name is Hope, and I worked with her with ESI. She just graduated from Wheaton College with her master's in TESOL, and so she'll be a very big help in that. So that is really all I have, but I wanted to leave you with another picture to cool you down. And yeah, that's the castle, and the view from a bridge not far from the castle. So if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask, or you can grab me afterwards and we can talk.